I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries, GeraldandYvette.com, and it's time for Help Meets to come and join me. Come on in. It's time for Sips and Tips. You already know. You already know it's time for Sips and Tips. It's where we sit and talk about, let's prepare ourselves for the week. Let's prepare ourselves as Help Meets to make sure we're suitable this week. Let's take it week by week. Let's take it week by week. It's a hard enough job. We got to do what we need to do to become helpmeets that are suitable. And so I thought, you know what? I'm up. Yes, tell me you are a helpmeet that is suitable. Say it until you believe it. Decree a thing and it is established. So I want to hear you decree and declare. So just so everyone knows, I am on a detox. I am on a detox. God's got me doing some different things right now. So, no sparkling juice for me for a little while. Oh, Jesus. Are y'all praying? I just need to know, are y'all praying? No sparkling juice for me for just a little while. And then when I do return, God said, I've got to cut it down a little bit. Oh, I'm still going to sip and I'm still going to give tips, but I may not have the big gulps. So y'all got to get it so I don't have to keep sipping. Yeah, so I don't have to keep sipping. So today I'm having water, but you know me. I got to have it in a cute glass with mint and cucumber. All right, well, I'm so glad you guys are with me. I'm so glad you guys are spending some time with me. It's so exciting. Guess what I have? Helpmeets. Helpmeets. The book is in. The book is in. This is it. This is it. Like, you want a tip? Learn how to pray warfare prayers. Let me sip. For the ward that I was in, those pity pat prayers I was praying before I understood my authority, before I understood spiritual warfare, before I realized I could decree a thing and it is established, before I knew that God gave me the authority to pull down strongholds, before I knew that I knew how that I had the authority to cast out devils, before I understood that a sanctified wife could sanctify a husband, before I knew that I had to be a helpmeet that was suitable in my situation. I didn't know how to pray in a way that was helping me, in a way that was making a difference. I did not know how to pray in a way that assisted my heart in healing. I didn't know how to pray before I knew how to become a helpmeet. And then I understood what warfare prayers. Yeah. Yeah. Warfare prayers were a game changer. Warfare prayers are a game changer. Oh, I still got to come and decree and declare. No, the situations that I have been in my marriage. Oh, no, no, no. The past that we have had, the circumstances, the generational curses that we were pulling down, we continue to pull down. I got to continue to decree over my king. I've got to continue to declare over my king. So the book is in. So this is a special edition. Do you know how to war in prayer? Don't just pray. War. Don't just pray. Some of you, if the enemy, here's a tip. If the enemy is coming after your marriage, I'm not saying whether or not you're separated. Some of you aren't married yet and you know that you've been waiting on a spouse. And something's just not right. Some of you, you see the purple pen? Come on, Shalom. Some of you have had a situation where you can tell, like, this is not God's best for me. This marriage I'm in is not God's best for me. And then some of you are separated, or the assignment of the enemy is getting tough. And he's coming against your husband. He's coming against you. He's coming against your legacy. And you need to know how to pray warfare prayers. I mean, decree, declare, pull it down, shut it down, slice it up. And some of you are saying, I'm new. Well, welcome. I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries, GeraldandYvette.com. And yeah, when my husband and I were separated, God taught me, Holy Spirit taught me spiritual warfare. And I had to know how to cast out devils. I had to know how to annihilate the assignment of the enemy. You know what? I had to do it. I had to do it. Yes. So our website is GeraldandYvette.com. GeraldandYvette.com. This has helped me press for her King Volume 1 because you know what? We are doing multiple. I'm doing multiple volumes. I'm doing multiple volumes. This is a war. You know, on Tuesdays, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we pray for the kings. I learned how to decree and declare. Here's your tip. I was spending a lot of time praying, and when I got away from prayer, I was actually feeling heavier. This is before I understood how to be a helpmeet. This is before I understood my role. I was praying, and I was actually getting heavy because I was saying negative things, and I was like, he's doing this, and he's doing that, and feeling like a victim. I'm going to sip because if you are going into prayer like you're a victim, you're missing it. You're missing it. Mm-hmm. God had to show me, you're a good wife, but, you're not a helpmeet. A helpmeet understands her role. A helpmeet understands her authority. A helpmeet knows what kind of prayers are needed for her king. And my king was dealing with perversion. My king was dealing with drugs. My king was dealing with alcohol. My king was dealing with depression. My king was struggling. Oh, let me tell you. I'm going to tell you. He was struggling. The enemy was causing some problems. But God said, oh, no. You don't have to put up with that. You got to understand spiritual warfare. Let's go. Let's learn. Let's get discipline. Get understanding. See, God's people perish for lack of understanding. God's people perish for a lack of understanding. We have to understand who we are, whose we are, and what authority we have. So here we go. Here we go. What authority do you have? You have the authority to pull down strongholds. You have the authority to crush the enemy. But you got to learn spiritual warfare. You got to know your authority. You got to crush him under your feet. Because those are assignments. Those are things God said we should do as helpmeets. Yeah. Yeah. Jesus casted out devils. Just side note. So here's the sip and the tip. The name of the book is Helpmeet Prayers for Her King. Warfare Prayers. So the tip for today, you got to learn how to pray. Oh, that rhymed. My husband is rubbing off on me because he's the jingle king. But the tip for the day is you got to know how to pray. So those, don't just pray war. You got to know how to pray. And I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you. Join me on Tuesday mornings. I'll help you. Get your book. I'm going to help you. Join the mentoring program. I want to help you. I want to teach people spiritual warfare. The assignment, the confusion that the enemy brought to me. Yeah, my best way of getting him back for all those years of separation, all those years of turmoil, all those years he tried to kill my husband. He tried to hinder my destiny. You know what I can do best to really kick the devil in the butt is teach other helpmeets. Teach other helpmeets. Yeah. How to pray. How to war. How to understand spiritual warfare. How to be a helpmeet that is suitable. That's what I do. That's how I come against the enemy. I continue. And my husband and I have been restored and we're enjoying the best years our relationship has ever had. I mean, our marriage is better now than it was before the strife, the hindrance, the separations multiple times. Oh, yeah. Who has learned how to pray? Some of my mentees, tell them, you've learned how to pray. You've learned how to decree. You've learned how to declare. You've learned how to pull down strongholds. You're learning how to be suitable. Yes. Let me just pick a page. Let me pick a page. My king's vision is clear and secure in you, Lord. He will not fail. The angel of the breakthrough is making a path straight for my king in Jesus' name. My king is walking on a narrow path because he can see clearly where he is going. Father, your word declares in Psalm 119 and 105, your word is a lamp unto his feet and a light unto his path. Lord, direct my king's path with your word as he walks out the vision downloaded into his heart. I decree and declare that my king can see. His vision is clear to walk in his destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah, and before that, darkness will no longer be a part of my king's vision. He can see clearly. I decree that my king knows where he is going. He is not lost. He is where he needs to be in God. That's just a little snippet. I'm just saying. That's just a little snippet. Just a page I picked out of the book. Yeah. Authority. Pray with authority. But don't pray everything that's wrong. Pray and decree and declare what God's word says. Pray and decree and declare who your king is. It'll change your heart. It'll change how you see him. Yeah, that was just a time. That wasn't even one whole page. I can't give you the whole book online. Yeah. This is King's hope, King's identity, King's balance, King's voice, King's deliverance, King's health. That's just a few of the... All right, so help meets. You're going to pray. Don't just get the book and sit it down and sit around like a victim. That's not what we do. No, we are not victims. We are victorious. Yes. Your purple is royalty. Think about it. Think about it. I have a king. Hey, if I have a king, then that means I'm a queen. And purple is a royal color. I'm just saying, y'all got to follow. Y'all got to understand who you are. Warriors in the spirit realm. Oh, Lord, this is good. Did y'all sip? You got to learn how to pray for your PPK. Sip on that and declare it. Ooh. I have to know how to pray for my PPK. Warfare prayers. Bring it down. And it's not just any prayer. It's prayers from the help meets perspective. You can't just bring the wife stuff in certain situations. Wife is nice, but a wife is not going to get it for some of y'all. Yeah, I had to find out the hard way. I thought I was doing something big because I was a good wife. I was a good wife. God told me I was a good wife. But he said, you're not a helpmeet that's suitable. Uh-oh. Some of y'all not ready for that. Some of you are not ready for that. Some of you are not ready for God to tell you exactly what you need to know. Yeah, you're not as great as you thought, maybe. I don't know. I'm just saying. I thought because my husband was the one with the perversion problem and the alcohol problem and the drug problem that he was the problem. God said, now I'll deal with him, but first, I want to deal with you. I need to make you a helpmeet. Uh-oh. Yeah, I was wondering why God wasn't just dealing with Gerald. God wanted to deal with me. Oh, yeah, he wanted to deal with me. Oh, I learned how to be a helpmeet. I learned how to be sanctified. I learned how to be submitted. Oh, yeah. All of that. And then I learned how to war on his behalf. When we were separated, no doubt. No, I didn't wait until we were restored to understand how to pray for him. Let me sip on that. I didn't wait. Yeah, I had to learn how to be a helpmeet. I had to learn spiritual warfare. I had to do all that while we were separated. God was like, what you waiting on? Oh, get in my word. Get your authority. Learn how to submit. Learn how to decree. Learn how to declare. Learn how to pray for your PPK. Take a sip on that. Work on me, Lord. Can we declare that too? Work on me, Lord. That's a tip all by itself. Work on me, Lord. The way these prayers are set up. This working on me. This worked on my heart. He said, declare my word. Don't give me that foolishness. Don't come in here acting like a victim. You pray my word over him. Oh. Work on me, Lord. That's it right there. Work on me, Lord. Work on me. All right. Well, I just wanted to come on and still have our tip. The tip is you need prayers that are going to pull down strongholds. You need prayers that are going to decree and declare a thing, and it's going to be established. You need prayers that are from a perspective of a help me. Work on me, Lord. Some of these prayers. Woo! Restore my marriage. Restore me back unto God. Then restore my marriage unto God. Yeah, because I knew how to pray for my husband. I knew how to pray for my king. I knew how to see him as a king. Because before that, I didn't. I'm honest. I'm transparent. Before that, I didn't see him like God sees him. Yeah, I saw him the sum of his sin and problems. Oh, no. God said, oh, that's not my son. That's just sin. That's not my son. Yeah. I wanna knock the devil out. I wanna knock the devil out by teaching other people how to be a helpmeet. Hey, that's right. Spiritual arsenal right here. This is a weapon all by itself. Don't play. Honey, these prayers saved my life because I was not doing well. God was not pleased with the state of my heart. But let me tell you something. When I understood who God entrusted me with as a helpmeet, oh no, let me say that. Yes, he was gone. Yes, he didn't pay any bills. Yes, he was on drugs. Yes, he was dealing with alcohol and perversion, depression, all of that. God saw him differently. And God said, I entrusted you with my son, and this is what you're going to do? No, I created you for more. I created you stronger than that. I created you a better than that, bigger than that. I created you a helpmeet. Let's get it. Uh-oh. I didn't like to hear that the Father was not happy with me. Woo! If you get quiet before the Lord, he will tell you about you. That's a helpmeet tip right there. Listen to the Lord. Yeah, he's probably not going to be talking about his son. Yeah, he's going to be talking about you. Yes. Yes. Get your warfare arsenal. You don't have your book. GeraldAndYvette.com. All right, ladies. Today I was sipping and tipping on water with cucumber and mint. Ooh, who's going to try it? Let me know. Now, tell me, who's had some cucumber mint water? If you haven't had it, I need you to try it. Yes, definitely. These can be prayed over your young kings as well. Your young kings. I've got two amazing young kings. It's specifically for your priest, prophet, and king, but absolutely can be prayed over your young kings. Same thing. Oh, yeah, I got to pray over my young kings. Yeah, we got to break those generational curses. See you all.